Well, good evening and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here tonight as we begin the sacred Triduum, the 3 days that are at the heart of the Paschal mysteries, the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ for our salvation. Tonight on Holy Thursday, we celebrate that Christ gives us the gift of the Eucharist and gives us the gift of the ordained priesthood. On Good Friday, we mark when Christ gives his blood on the cross for our redemption and the forgiveness of our sins. On Holy Saturday, Christ gives us the gift of new and eternal life in his resurrection, which we begin to celebrate at the Easter Vigil on Saturday night and continue on until Easter Sunday morning. The light of Christ shines in the darkness of this world. These days, especially, we acknowledge that we are not a church of the perfect or the strong or the healthy, but a church of sinners, of the broken, the wounded, who cannot save ourselves. Yet God looks upon us with mercy and love. This is the heart of our faith. This is all the 6 weeks of Lent have been leading up to these 3 days. He gave away his life in service long before he laid it down in blood. Those are the words of Father Don Wolfe, a priest of the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, speaking a few months ago here at the Madeleine on his cousin, Father Stan Rother, Oklahoma-born missionary, born in a small farming community of Okarchee, northwest of Oklahoma City. He was a missionary to Guatemala and martyred there in July of 1981. He is currently a candidate for canonization as a martyr. Rother was known as being a good pastor, full of love for God and for his people, close to his brothers and sisters. And that love, that closeness, caused him to speak out against the violence committed by the strong and powerful against the weak and the powerless. And the strong and powerful shot him dead for it. He gave away his life in service before he laid it down in blood. Appropriate words to hear tonight on this Holy Thursday as we as the church celebrate the gift of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. We hear from St. Paul the Apostle telling us what the first Christians believed the night before he died for us, that Jesus takes the Passover meal in which we hear about in the first reading from Exodus, that blood of the Lamb that marks the doorpost of the Hebrew people, so that the angel of death passes over them. And Jesus and the disciples are commemorating this meal, and he gives it new meaning in the Lord's Supper. He gives it a new reality. The night before his death on the cross, he presents this new reality to his disciples, that in the bread and wine are to be transformed into his body and blood. He does so that our lives now can be assimilated into his, so that Jesus, the human face of the Father's mercy, is present with his church, not in some limited space in time, not as an historical figure, but as the Word of God made flesh throughout all time. So the sacrifice of the altar, the Lord's Supper, and the sacrifice of the cross are to be given continually for our salvation. This is the reason that the Eucharist is not mere sign, not mere symbol, but as a reality is the heart of our Catholic faith. It's the source and summit of who we are as the church. On this Holy Thursday night, we as the church also celebrate that other reality that Jesus creates at the Lord's Supper. That's the gift of the ordained priesthood, so that the Eucharist can be made a reality and given to us. Now, every baptized Christian shares in the priesthood of all believers, yet those men ordained to the priesthood of Jesus Christ, they share in that baptism of all believers, while at the same time being set apart for special service as ministers of mercy. They are to be the very presence of Christ in a unique way in the church and in the world. As St. Augustine put it, said to his fellow Christians, as a Christian, I am with you, as your priest, and as your bishop, I'm for you. That is why at this Mass of the Lord's Supper, we hear tonight from the Gospel of John, which shows clearly the meaning of his priesthood, the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It's not about power. It's not about prestige. It's not about status or wealth or pleasure, but it's about mercy. The mercy of the Eucharist. The mercy of the forgiveness of sins entrusted to the ordained priesthood, of the laying down of your life in service for others. For after the meal, Jesus does what a slave would do. Washes the feet of his disciples. An act of humility, an act of mercy that is the model of what we as the church, and especially for those who are ordained to the priesthood, are to be ministers of mercy. That's why the washing of the feet is incorporated into the liturgy of the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday. Jesus lays down his life in mercy and in service before he gives it up on the cross. And he gives us the Eucharist. That's why Father Stan Rother is seen as a model for the priest now in Oklahoma. To give away your life in service, regardless if you're ever called to lay it down in blood. Another such model is Blessed Oscar Romero. A contemporary of Rother, Romero was the Archbishop of El Salvador in the neighboring country there in Central America, also at a time as what was going through in Guatemala, a time of great violence and unrest. And like Rother, Romero was seen as a good pastor, full of love for God and close to his brothers and sisters in Christ. And like Rother, he too spoke out against the violence inflicted on the poor and weak at the hands of their own government. And he too gave away his life in mercy and in service. And he too laid it down in blood. On March the 24th, 1980, 36 years ago today, as Archbishop Romero was offering Mass in a hospital chapel, a government assassin stood in the doorway and with a rifle shot him through the chest. The blood of the Archbishop and the blood of Christ were both spilled upon that altar. To give your life away in service before you lay it down in blood. Beatified last year, how appropriate that today, March the 24th, which is his memorial, that this time it falls on Holy Thursday. On this day that we mark especially the gift of the mercy of Christ in the Eucharist and the gift of the ordained priesthood. To be a priest is to give away your life in service. And not just in good deeds, as we're all called to do, but to do so as a spiritual father of mercy. In the Paschal Mysteries of Holy Week, we enter again into God's joy and love for us. And this joy and love is poured upon the misery of humanity. And there, when that is experienced, there is mercy. The mercy that calls us to repentance, calls us to conversion. This is the fundamental identity of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, to be a minister of mercy. This is the meaning of the washing of the feet at the Lord's Supper. And this is the meaning of mercy shown in the washing of the feet of disciples today. The mercy of the Eucharist, the mercy of the forgiveness of sins, this mercy entrusted to us as the church by the risen Christ himself. And it doesn't matter when it comes to that mercy, but the forgiveness of sins, it doesn't matter how dirty the feet are. It doesn't matter how stained the life may be by sin and despair and fear. It doesn't matter the depth of the pain and misery of the life. The priesthood and the church exist to show God's mercy to humanity. God never tires of forgiving sins and giving life. God never tires of offering the healing touch of mercy, and neither should we as the church, made up of the priesthood of all believers, tire of showing mercy. And never should it be for those called to the ordained priesthood of Jesus Christ, never tire of being a minister of mercy. to give away one's life in service and in mercy. I know you pray for me. Thank you. There are no words truly to express my gratitude. Last night I joined with my brother priest as well as many of the deacons of the diocese in the chrism mass with Bishop Snyder, and we renewed again the promises on the day of our ordination. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for me. And for all the priests of this diocese, all the priests around the world, all those that are in formation for the priesthood, all those who are in discernment, all those, including the ones here now, who might be considering that that is the way of life the Lord is calling them to. Pray for them as well. That the mercy of the Eucharist and the mercy of the forgiveness of sins entrusted to us will never run dry as we celebrate again the Paschal mysteries of our salvation in Jesus Christ.